Droning a drowsy syncopated tune, rocking back and forth to a mellow croon. I heard a Negro play down on Lenox Avenue the other night, by the pale dull pallor of an old gaslight. He did a lazy sway, he did a lazy sway, to the tune of those weary blues. With his ebony hands on each ivory key, he made that poor piano moan with melody. Oh, blues! Swaying to and fro on his rickety stool, he played that sad, raggy tune like a musical fool. Sweet blues, coming from a black man's soul. Oh, blues! In a deep song voice with a melancholy tone, I heard that Negro sing, that old piano moan. Ain't got nobody in all this world. Ain't got nobody but myself. I was gonna quit my frowning and put my troubles on the shelf. Thump, thump, thump went his foot on the floor. He played a few chords, then he sang some more. I got the weary blues, and I can't be satisfied. Got the weary blues, and I can't be satisfied. I ain't happy no more, and I wish that I had died. And far into the night, he crooned that tune. The stars went out, and so did the moon. The singer stopped playing and went to bed, while the weary blues echoed through his head. He slept like a rock, or a man that's dead. The Weary Blues, a poem by Langston Hughes from 1926. This masterwork is by arguably literature's best-known blues-minded poet. Hughes always talked about the blues in his works. At times he even wrote in stanzas resembling the blues form. So, what better way to preview the Jazz Legacy Radio Podcast's upcoming treatise on the blues than with its literary equivalent, Langston Hughes? I hope you'll join me as we shuffle, swing, and stomp the blues away, with words, that is. This episode is Relevance of the Blues. Yes, relevance. In recent years, there's been a murmuring once in a while about the blues being old, passé, an incongruity, unrelatable, not part of jazz anymore. Well, we say, really? Timeless is never out of date. This episode, The Relevance of the Blues, examines the impact of the blues and its spiritual function, as well as ways in which it's been utilized, feeding jazz for two centuries now. Duke Ellington knew it and articulated the blues in more variations and incarnations than anyone. Basie knew it and bounced, trounced, and stomped the blues without peer. And Kansas City? Well, if not for Kansas City, the blues wouldn't be the same. That's what we explore in this episode. We celebrate the sound and resilience of blues music, its optimism, the eagle eye inherent in the blues, which shows you the reality of a situation, but with the idea that tomorrow is possible. In an upcoming episode of the Jazz Legacy Radio Podcast dedicated to tap dancing, dancer Jonathan Morin comments how the practice of his art form shows him what needs to be addressed and simultaneously presents the solutions. This is not unlike the blues, giving you the reality plus the possibility of tomorrow. That wit within the lyric, the tongue-in-cheek in improvisation and in the words, that is the possibility in the blues. Thank you for listening. Please share and download. This is the Jazz Legacy Radio Podcast.